B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, the 2019 State Girls Dance Team Tournament. Jazz Class A was just completed. And joining me on the broadcast here this afternoon is Ken Fransky. Ken's been helping me with state dance and section dance for a couple of years now. Ken, what an atmosphere here.
Boy, I tell you, the Target Center was rocking, Paul, and without a doubt, some of the best athletes in the state just got done performing on Target Center floor. It looked good.
That's right. 12 teams from around the state in Class A performed in jazz, and what we're awaiting is a little break here now. They're going to announce the six teams that will dance later this afternoon in the finals.
That's right. You know, it's kind of, you know, all or nothing. You'll be your best to survive, and I think Section 3A represented themselves well with the four teams that were here, the Shadows, Montevideo, Bold, and YME. I think they all have good chances, but we're going to find out shortly what 12 gets cut down to six.
I'm impressed with you, Ken. You got the Shadows, all the apparel on. You got the cap on, the yellow shirt on. You're ready to roll.
I'm ready to roll. You know, I've been wearing a goatee, Paul, like you.
Yeah.
And we're slowly going to shave the lower half off, hopefully today, and get ready for tomorrow for, you know, just a little more intense Freddie Mercury.
That's right. Boy, Lockpaw Valley, Dawson Boys, Shadows, along with YME and Montevideo, they really bring a crowd here, don't they?
Oh, I think without a doubt, Section 3 probably has 50% of the crowd base for Class A in jazz and high kick that well. And the nice thing too, Paul, that, you know, the fans don't always see back home, but, you know, when Montevideo performs, we stand up and cheer for them.
Yep.
When we perform, the other, you know, Section 3A schools stand up and cheer. I mean, not as loud as your hometown team, but you certainly get up and support Section 3A.
That's right. And the Section 3A right now, fans, both Lockapaw Valley and both Lockapaw Valley, Montevideo, Bold, YME, the fans are standing their feet. They're starting their chant, Section 3A, Section 3A. Pretty cool, isn't it?
This is a little crowd competition that, I don't know, it started a handful of years ago or more. It'll go back and forth, and it seems like it comes down to Section 3A, and then kind of that northern Section 4A, where Frazee and Aiken are from. They seem to like to kind of grind on us a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, it's fun to watch and listen to. There's a lot of fun here at the Target Center. And Didi Schomer joins us as well. And, well, let's talk about that jazz performance. Get your thoughts from both of you. How did they do? How do you think they did?
I think it looked excellent, Paul. But, you know, I'm an amateur judge. But, you know, I kind of tallied up all the scores earlier this week from the earlier competitions, conferences, and sections. And on paper, the Lockapaw Dawson Boyd Shadows are the number one team in the state for Class A on paper.
Yep.
But they had a dance today, and they came out ready to dance, and man, did they dance beautifully.
Yes, they certainly delivered in this preliminary round. So we will hope that that gets us into the finals. So I think the judges were looking for something new and different, and they definitely brought that today.
Yep. I just mention the girls' names that are on the jazz team, Didi.
Okay, today we've got dancing Lydia Offit, Annika Fernholz, Grace Johnson, Paige Torstensen, Josie Munsterman, Caitlin Baird, Emily Stratmone, Addison Oy, Aaliyah Schomer, Emily Torstensen, and Peyton Moe.
All right, and Lydia the only senior on that jazz team, so that's exciting too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought they did well too, just from observation, no big blunders or anything like that, and they looked sharp and they attacked. And
we were reading some of the blogs. You know, Erin's got that blog,
yep.
And she had fantastic things to say about her team, which was exciting to hear. And then we've got some grandparents that are listening from afar in the radio broadcast from the state tournament. There was a lot of talk about how fantastic we delivered our preliminary performance, so that's just exciting to hear.
That's right. Tony and Cindy Offit are sitting right behind Bobby and I, and they tapped me on the shoulder. I think it was Cindy's sister was listening.
Oh, yeah.
And she said the Target Center PA announcer, when the Shadows walked off, said through the microphone, "They are definitely going for gold this year," were his exact words.
Wow, so that's awesome.
He was impressed.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of people listening. Tom and Ann Fernholz are listening down in Texas or Arizona, where they're at. And a lot of people saw listening online. And, of course, on 92.1 FM, we appreciate you all tuning in. And we're going to find out here who's going to dance tonight.
Yeah, so hopefully we get into the finals. And I think, you know, this is where you get the nerves out. And when you get into finals, you can just take your deep breath and just enjoy it. Really, really enjoy it.
How did you think the silhouettes did from YME and Montevideo in bold? Your thoughts on that?
I thought the YME silhouettes looked really strong. You know, they placed second in our section. They've kind of been on the Shadows' heels all year, and the Shadows' been able to keep them separated this year. I thought Montevideo looked stronger than bold myself today, and that's kind of a little bit of a flip-flop game that's been going on all year. So I think those two teams are fighting hard for maybe 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th place somewhere in there. I'm hoping 3 out of the 4 Section 3A make it. I don't think we've got 4 going in, though.
I know.
It's the competition stuff.
Like we've been talking about how well 3A is represented down here, I do think we are going to hear, you know, some names from 3A and, again, have a strong, strong finish for 3A.
Yep, I know you're agreeing with Kennedy. I saw you nodding your head, agreeing with Ken that Montevideo had a strong performance.
Absolutely. For their first time bringing jazz back here, I think this is the first time their jazz team has actually made it.
Yep.
They definitely wowed me today.
Yep, and I thought Bold just looked off a little bit. I mean, they didn't look bad by any means, but they started okay, and then kind of in the middle, it's like they lost a little focus. You know, no major mistake, but just a little rough around the edges almost is maybe the way to describe it.
And I do agree that YME, they are solid year after year, and they, again, represented well.
Frazee, who's just taking the floor here, getting ready to do the final announcements here. Frazee, the defending champions, I thought they were impressive. They're the first one out of the gate.
Yeah, they came out of the gate, danced number one out of 12 teams. Set the trial. You know, they are the defending state champions still later today, and we'll see what happens. But they look good, and I guess that's to be expected, probably, Dee Dee.
Absolutely.
You know, we only saw Frazee once this year up at the Belgrade Rudin Painesville competition, and they edged out the Shadows by 8/10 of a point.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only time we kind of went head-to-head at a competition. So, I mean, we're right there knocking on the state champion's door saying, hello, we're the Shadows.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting really nervous now.
I'm just ready to hear the final six, and let's do this.
All the teams are coming back onto the Target Center floor. I don't know if you can hear the PA announcer in the background, but it's a very colorful scene with all the different uniforms and dance uniforms. And here's Lockefeller Valley, Dawson Boyd coming in onto the floor here after Marshall Duluth. And here's all the teams. Frazee, Bolton, St. Charles, Pack Charter, YME, Marshall School, Duluth, Aiken, Cannon Falls, Lockefeller Valley, Dawson Boys, Zabrota, Mazeppa, Montevideo, and Richfield. I had a question about Richfield. Why is Richfield in Class A, do you think? Have any idea?
No.
It's a metro school.
It's a metro school. I don't know if they have a new program or their enrollment. Even though they're a metro school, their enrollment is just down between that 1 and 2. If I recall it, they were here last year, I think, too, for one, either jazz or kid. I don't know, but...
Here's the Shadows being introduced. Lydia Offutt, the only senior on the team, leading the jazz team onto the Target Center floor. And the coach is behind them. And Riley Joe McCoy, the senior manager.
Well, I see lots of smiles, Paul. I see lots of smiles, which is good. But I see the nervous smiles, so it looks like.
Now, the PA announcer is going to announce the six teams that will perform and around 5:30 tonight, I think it was.
Correct,
was it?
Paul.
Okay, is that right, Dee Dee?
Yep.
Okay.
And Paul, I did get an answer from sections. You know, we were talking, we have 3 teams for jazz or 4 teams for jazz. Did a little homework for us on that. Talked to Coach Lisa Johnson, and she said the way that works is that the coaches submit if you'll have a jazz team and or a high kick team, basically at the end of the competition this year. And then based on number of teams per section, you could gain a team or lose a team. And we gained a team this year.
Dee Dee is going to take off, and Ken, you're going to stay around.
Yep,
I'm going to go by the girls here.
Thank you. Yep, take good pictures. And we're going to stay right here. We'll keep it right here because they're going to do the announcements now. It's not really no particular order, I believe.
No, they claim it's a random order. Yep. But I think they announced in the order they're going to dance in the final. Yep. But it's not really the point.
All right, here we go. The six teams that will perform tonight and the other six seasons, teams of the season, are done. And all the teams are on the floor. The announcer, here we go.
The teams moving on to finals in class Single A. Jazz are. That's it first. Please step forward. Zambrona Mazepa.
Zambrona Mazepa will dance first. I like the way they celebrate there.
Until your name is called, the girls just say they're just pent up with anxiety. You know, you think you perform well, but you don't know until you hear your name recognized.
Zambrona Mazepa, they actually placed third last year.
Second.
Correct.
Correct.
Here's second.
Yellow
Wyoming Silhouettes. How about that? The Silhouettes, last year in Jazz, they placed fourth. And a lot of hugs going on there with the Silhouettes. And look at the Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd fans, the Mata Video fans, the Bold fans, YB fans are all up applauding the Section 3A team, Ken.
It's really about competitiveness and respect for your competition.
Here's dancing third. Brazing the defending champions. The Fly Girls are called. And the defending champions back in the finals once again. I think they've been in the finals every year for forever.
Yeah, they've been one of those powerhouses in Jazz and Kick from up north. They compete in the same section as Aiken.
Dancing fourth tonight.
Aiken.
From Section 4A up kind of the northern part of the metro in the state.
Aiken, they played fifth in Jazz last year, so we got a lot of the finals from last year already in. Two more spots left. Who's it going to be? Good. Here we go, dancing fifth.
Number five. Please step forward.
I think the girls will like being in the fifth spot, Paul. You know, if you can go first, set the tone. If you can go last, they kind of like it. But I think they're going to like dancing in the fifth spot.
Yep. They will dance five. So one more team left. See if we can get Montevideo or Bold in there.
That's right. Now the pressure's off for the Shadows, but Bold and Monty both.
Just a reminder to single
yep. One more spot left tonight. Start around 5:30.
And safely as possible. Because of a
wonderful PA announcer. He does really a great job, doesn't he, Ken?
That's fantastic. Easy to understand. He's got one of those great voices.
All right, so the Shadows are in tonight, and here's our last spot.
Six teams dance again.
Yep.
To finish the season, and six unfortunately have to go home.
Speaking part,
right?
I believe.
Yep. They had kind of background music, and they talked about how challenging it is to be a young person. I think it's kind of the
same. And all the fans in Class A are on their feet applauding the girls. The Jazz team's on the floor here at Target Center, and boy, it's an exciting time. And well, we're going to be back at 5:30. So we've got some interviews to do throughout the afternoon here. For the state dance tournament, Ken, you're doing some quick homework there. I see. Huh?
I was just jotting down which sections put teams in. We know 3A had the Shadows and YME both in. Just trying to find here Duluth Marshall. So Section 4A, the North section, as I kind of call it, has Marshall School from Duluth, Aiken and Frazier, all from 4A sections.
Yep.
They have three teams in. YME and our Shadows are from 3A, have two teams in. And then kind of from the southeast section of the state, the 1A section, Zambrota Mazepa's in.
Okay.
So got representation from three out of the four sections this year.
And you were telling me earlier, Lockefeller Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, the final, the ranking points, or the points came out, and they were number one.
Right. What I did, Paul, is I took all the competition every team was in. They're not always in the same number of competitions. Before we went to sections, the Shadows had the highest average score in Class A for Jazz. After, I just took section scores alone, erased the previous competitions, and the Shadows had the highest rank score or total score in sections across the state at 69.3. Frazee was at 67.6.
Okay.
So, you know, not about a point and a half separation from one to two, but one of the other things you look at is the judges' total scores. That's a difference of 485 points for the Shadows versus 473 for the Frazee, the defending state champion. When we look at the finals from last year, Paul, I ran those numbers in the prelims a year ago. Frazee was 34 points better than the Shadows and 5 rank points better in the prelims.
Okay.
They went into the finals, closed that gap, and pressed the judges in the finals for Jazz. Frazee was 15 points better, but only 2 rank points better. You know what that does to our girls, Paul? It motivates
them. Yeah.
And boy, they locked that in, and here we're 364 days later, and what they remember, I think, the most was the second place finish last year and how much desire they had to be number one this year.
Right.
Pretty much bringing the majority of the same team back.
That's great news. We're going to try to get a hold of some Shadows and Coach Lisa Johnson later, probably within the hour here, and call back and visit with them. But let's go through the teams that are going to dance tonight, and then we'll sign off for now.
All right, so the 6 final teams for Class A Jazz, in the order they will dance later this afternoon or evening. From Section 1A, we've got Zimbrota Mazeppa. From Section 3A, we have YME. From Section 4A, we have Frazee, the defending state champions. Dancing fourth from Section 4A is Aiken. Then dancing fifth are Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And then bringing up the 6th spot from Section 4A is Marshall School from Duluth.
Okay.
So those are the orders of the final 6 teams dancing for Jazz.
All right, and we just want to give a shout-out to Montevideo and the Bold Warriors, Montevideo Gold Dusters Jazz teams. A fantastic season. Like I said, first time Montevideo's been here in Jazz.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. And coming in, they had the 14th highest section rank score, so they were knocking on the door. They were one of the 5 for the final 12. But if I look at Duluth, Marshall had the 8th highest score in sections, and they bumped themselves up to number 6. Bold was number 7 after sections, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bold and Montevideo were right in that 7-8 spot and just missed the finals by a few points.
All right. Ken, thanks for helping out. And once again, we'll talk to you later today, I would guess.
Absolutely.
Keep it going, right?
I'm glad to help out, Paul. It's a lot of fun.
All right. And with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. And as soon as Lisa Johnson gets to the press box here, or some girls, we'll call back and do a little interview with them. So congratulations to the Shadows. They're dancing in the finals tonight at 5:30. And we'll turn it back to you, Maynard.
During the holidays, you're using your debit card a lot more than usual, which means more potential for fraud. United Prairie wants to remind you, don't let the mean ones steal your holiday or your money. Banking security is important, so keep your holiday funds secure with United Prairie's mobile banking app. Set alerts, check balances instantly, or review transactions all from the convenience of your smartphone. Secure and simple mobile banking from United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
It may be hard for everyone to agree on a president, but everyone does agree that the president's mattress sale from the Mattress Barn in Marshall is the best mattress sale. All mattresses are discounted, and depending on the mattress you purchase, you get additional free merchandise. The least you're going to get is a free protector, which is a $90 value, all the way up to a package including protector, sheets, pillows, and delivery, a $280 value, free. There's also a $300 bonus coupon free. Get details at themattressbarn.com. Sale ends Tuesday, February 19th. Mattress Barn, East College Drive, Marshall.
State Dance Line coverage here on Q92 brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling Company, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Greg Thole Electric, Jenny O Turkey Store, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, B. Johnson Electric, Field Dress Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.